brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Before I take a look at the readings today, because we have a very long reading from the book of Tobit, I want to encourage you, as I have mentioned several times this week, my book, More of the Holy Spirit. I really would like you to grow. I'd like you to know the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. I'm speaking all these days about giving ourselves over to the Lord and putting His priorities first and following His word and living, knowing that I'm going to live forever. Because we are. Live this life in light of eternity. But we need gifts and we need power to do that. And my book, More of the Holy Spirit, can be of great help to you. Take it slow. Ask me questions. Email me. Take it slow, but read it carefully. Read it carefully. Pray through it, actually. Pray through it. See where your weaknesses are. See the gifts that you did not know that God wants to give you. Open your heart to the truth. The book is More of the Holy Spirit, and you can order it by going online to our website, renewalministries.net. That's all you need, renewalministries.net. And then just go to bookstore, and you'll be able to order the book, More of the Holy Spirit. Today, we continue with the saga, so to speak. It's a marvelous story, though, of the book of Tobit, this time from chapter 6, parts of 6, parts of 7, and parts of chapter 8. When the angel Raphael and Tobiah had entered Media and were getting close to Ecbatana, Raphael said to the boy, now remember, Tobiah is the son of Tobit, and Raphael is the angel. Raphael said to the boy, Tobiah, my brother. He replied, here I am. He said, tonight we must stay with Raguel, who is a relative of yours. He has a daughter named Sarah. So he brought him to the house of Raguel, whom they found seated by his courtyard gate. They greeted him first, and he said to them, greetings to you too, brothers. Good health to you and welcome. And he brought them into his home. Raphael's appearing here as a human being, but he's actually an angel. Raguel slaughtered a ram from the flock and gave them a cordial reception. When they had bathed and reclined to eat, Tobiah said to Raphael, brother Azariah, ask Raguel to let me marry my kinswoman Sarah. So Tobiah says to the angel, brother, ask Raguel to let me marry my kinswoman Sarah. Raguel overheard the words, so he said to the boy, eat and drink and be merry tonight, for no man is more entitled to marry my daughter Sarah than you, brother. Besides, not even I have the right to give her to anyone but you, because you are my closest relative. But I will explain the situation to you very frankly. I have given her in marriage to 7 men, all of whom were kinsmen of ours, and all died on the very night they approached her. But now, son, eat and drink. I am sure the Lord will look after you both. I can imagine that would be a bit disconcerting information. Tobiah answered, I will eat or drink nothing until you set aside what belongs to me. Raguel said to him, I will do it. She is yours according to the decree of the book of Moses. Your marriage to her has been decided in heaven. Take your kinswoman. From now on you are her love, and she is your beloved. She is yours today and ever after, and tonight, son, may the Lord of heaven prosper you both. May he grant you mercy and peace. Then Raguel called his daughter Sarah, and she came to him, and he took her by the hand and gave her to Tobiah. This is the marriage, with the words, take her according to the law, according to the decree written in the book of Moses, she is your wife. Take her and bring her back safely to your father, and may the God of heaven grant both of you peace and prosperity. Raguel then called Sarah's mother, told her to bring a scroll so that he might draw up a marriage contract stating that he gave Sarah to Tobiah as his wife according to the decree of the Mosaic law. Her mother brought the scroll, and Raguel drew up the contract to which they affixed their seals. Afterward, they began to eat and drink. Later, Raguel called his wife Edna and said, my love, prepare the other bedroom and bring the girl there. She went, made the bed in the room as she was told, and brought the girl there. After she had cried over her, she wiped away the tears and said, be brave, my daughter. May the Lord grant you joy in place of your grief. encourage my daughter because she's had seven husbands and they've all died. They've all died on their wedding night. I mean, I'd be a little nervous. When the girl's parents left the bedroom and closed the door behind them, Tobiah arose from bed and said to his wife, "My love, get up. My love, get up. Let us pray and beg our Lord to have mercy on us and to grant us deliverance." She got up, and they started to pray and beg that deliverance might be theirs. So they began to say, "Blessed are you, O God of our fathers. Praise be your name forever and ever. Let the heavens and all your creation praise you. You made Adam and you gave him his wife Eve to be his help and support, and from these two the human race descended. You said it is not good for the man to be alone. Let us make him a partner like himself. Now, Lord, you know that I take this wife of mine, not because of lust, but for a noble purpose. Call down your mercy on me and on her, and allow us to live together in a happy old age." They said together, "Amen, amen," and went to bed for the night. This took a lot of faith, brothers and sisters. Took a lot of faith. And yet Tobiah, because of the prayer of his father, and because of the prayer of Sarah and her family, God orchestrated bringing them together. And the devil, the work of the devil here, was thwarted and destroyed. It's quite a story, I know. But there's a tremendous lesson here for us. And the lesson is, when we're in difficulty, Tobit was in difficulty with his blindness. Sarah was certainly in difficulty with having lost seven husbands on their wedding night. That would be a lot of difficulty. Both of them prayed. Families prayed. And God heard their prayer. Don't ever discount prayer. Especially when we're in difficult situations, we're frantically looking for a response. We're frantically looking for a way through the difficulty. Get down on your knees and pray. And mean it. Not a token prayer. Mean it. God will bless. God will bless abundantly. And the gospel for today is taken from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And the second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. They're bewildered, they're confused, and yet he speaks with such authority and such peace that people are drawn to him, deeply drawn to him. Does the Lord Jesus draw you? Do you allow yourself to be drawn by the mercy and the goodness and the kindness of God? Do you pray? Do you seek him, not just when in difficulty, but especially in difficulty? But every day of your life, do you seek him? Do you seek to do his will? If that's your pattern and your attitude, then when the very difficult things come, and they come to all of us, You will be rooted in Christ, and you will be able to turn from him and hear from him, even in the midst of great stress. But we need to practice it now. And if things are very difficult and you haven't built up a prayer life, just say, God, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Teach me. Lead me. Help me. Start by reading the Psalms. Start by reading one of the Gospels. Just a little bit every day, even if you think it doesn't apply. What you're doing is allowing God's word to take root in you. You're not just hearing the words, but you're praying it. Letting that word come in, not only just into your mind, but into your heart, into your soul, even into your body. Let that word take root so that all of you, in a sense, all of your parts come together in seeking God and his will. And you will be amazed at how God leads you when you do that. What a boon, what sweetness, what true peace for the Christian to be able to say with St. Augustine, my God, my conscience assures me that I love you. My conscience assures me that I love you. But in order to be able to say this, we must feel that love is alive in our hearts, and we only know that it is alive by the acts which it produces. If these acts really proceed from the heart, it is a proof that love is dwelling there. If they are frequent, it is a sign that it is full of health and vigor. But if, on the contrary, our acts are rare, if they are only on the lips, if they are not accompanied by feeling, it is proof that love is cold. We should have reason to think it was dead. Brothers and sisters, our thoughts, our words, our actions have to come together. They have to come together. Lord, may every day be lived for your honor and glory. May what I think and what I say and what I do today honor you. May I draw closer in love to you as I say no to my selfish desires and yes to your plans. Lord, may my life be a hymn of praise to you. May my life be an act of love for you and for your people. You can put it into any words you want, any words that come from you that describe your offering of yourself to God, of your dependence on him, of your using all the resources that he has given you. Brothers and sisters, we need true Christians today. We need real disciples of Jesus Christ, not in name, not because we go to church every Sunday. It's what's in the heart that really counts. Yes, we should be in church every Sunday, but we should be offering with our heart, not just going through a ritual, not just sitting there daydreaming, having put in our 45 minutes or an hour. That's not what discipleship is about. It's about becoming like the Master by the power of the Holy Spirit so that other lives may be inspired. Other people may turn from darkness to light. Those of us who are Christian need to take our responsibility very, very seriously. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.